What if the very thing that makes you feel inadequate, your tendency to get stuck, make mistakes, explore dead ends, is actually your greatest creative advantage? While artificial intelligence churns out flawless outputs in milliseconds, it will never experience the frustration of breaking three guitar strings before finding the perfect riff, or the thrill of accidentally creating something better than you imagined. This is where human creativity begins, not in perfection, but in the beautiful chaos of making things real. Making transforms abstract thoughts into tangible existence through a process that's equal parts magic and grind. Whether you're recording music, painting watercolors, or coding software, the act of committing ideas to physical form sparks an alchemy that no algorithm can replicate. Consider how Uber revolutionized transportation, not because its founders studied taxi industry data exhaustively, but because they ignored conventional wisdom entirely. They were outsiders who trusted instinct over information, proving that sometimes knowledge itself becomes creativity's enemy. When we obsess over market research and best practices, we create invisible checkpoints that lead us straight to conventional solutions. The most extraordinary innovations emerge when we limit our information intake and listen instead to what resonates deep within. The creative process typically follows a familiar arc. Feed your brain diverse ideas, explore them alone and with others, let your subconscious connect dots, experience that eureka moment, find flow, then bring your vision to life. But there's another approach where ideas emerge through making itself. Less like architecture with its ground-up blueprints, more like sculpture where you chisel away to reveal the form underneath. This creative prototyping through experimentation often yields astonishingly perfect results precisely because it adapts to materials and environment in real time, responding to what the work itself demands rather than following a predetermined plan. Making carries profound responsibility. Ideas locked in your mind remain harmless abstractions, but tangible creations, products, artwork, technology gain real power to influence countless people. Every creator must ask, what will this unleash? Who might it harm? Yet making is beautifully evolutionary. Each creation influences your future work through corrected mistakes, learned skills, and refined themes. This iterative cycle, what Silicon Valley calls agile development or fail fast, has been fundamental to creativity throughout human history. Your creative journey isn't disconnected projects, but an unfolding narrative where each chapter builds capability, making you more skilled with every iteration. Extraordinary work requires counterintuitive approaches. Diverse creative teams thrive when everyone invades each other's expertise, when designers challenge engineers' assumptions and marketers question artists' choices, breakthroughs emerge like children inspiring each other through playful boundary crossing. Creating something genuinely new requires discarding the old, sometimes ruthlessly rejecting ideas team members worked hard to develop. Though painful, these difficult decisions prove necessary for creative excellence. But here's the paradox. While collaboration sparks innovation, working endless hours destroys it. Ideas emerge from our unconscious brain, which needs baseline project knowledge, sleep to process information, and quiet reflection time. That all-nighter you're planning? It's creativity's enemy. After years in creative industries, one truth stands out. Total honesty must be our highest virtue. We waste talent globally, making mediocre work for bad products, then award ourselves for this mediocrity. When setting creative goals, two characteristics define truly great work: love and respect. These natural human desires resonate universally because our survival as a species owes much to them. Growing up in rural South Africa without TV or computers, one creator spent 11 years building forts, crafting robot necklaces, and transforming garage scraps into treasures. This boredom-driven childhood developed a maker mindset that later fueled careers in advertising and digital innovation, including turning a zoo's honey badger into a social media spokesanimal using motion sensors connected to Twitter. This maker mindset addresses real social challenges. In countries with failing education and high unemployment, maker culture fosters entrepreneurship and job creation. But successful maker culture requires three elements: tools, process, and people. Simply providing tools without culture or ecosystem support exhausts the making spirit. As one South African designer maker observes, "If I can make this thing I knew nothing about, what else is possible?" Lucas Abella's noise-making journey began when he incorrectly rewired a van's radio, creating a contact microphone that amplified the vehicle itself. Rather than fixing this malfunction, he embraced it, performing impromptu drive-by recitals at bus stops, sparking a 25-year vocation. He evolved from modified record players to stylus gloves to saw blades on industrial motors. When equipment failure forced him to manipulate amplified skewers with his mouth, it revolutionized his approach. That's why he believes everything hasn't truly been done until you try it yourself. Self-learning leads to differentiation. Teaching creates mere replication. When Sir Dave Brailsforth became general manager of Team Sky in 2010, no British rider had ever won the Tour de France. His revolutionary approach: improve every aspect of performance by just 1%. His team optimized training and nutrition while seeking improvements in overlooked areas: custom bedding for sleep quality, testing massage gels, teaching hand washing, even painting maintenance floors to spot performance-affecting dust. This marginal gains approach led to Bradley Wiggins becoming the first British Tour de France winner in 2012, 3 years ahead of target. This exemplifies hacking, creatively overcoming system limitations for novel outcomes. History brims with hackers: Alexander the Great putting his face on coins when sculptors couldn't make enough statues, Florence Nightingale implementing hand washing to reduce hospital fatalities. Technology has fueled growth hacking, like Hotmail Signature gaining 2 million users in 5 weeks. Becoming a hacker requires constantly seeking improvement, embracing new ideas, maintaining curiosity, accepting failure as growth, and connecting with problem solvers. Even small improvements compound into breakthrough results. What if you are the teacher? The key to avoiding 21st century illiteracy isn't being taught, but teaching ourselves, embracing learning, unlearning, and relearning. With AI threatening 38 to 47% of jobs by mid-2030s and half the workforce becoming freelance, this liquid talent must constantly evolve, proactively reshaping skills rather than relying on bosses or HR. Benjamin Franklin captured this: "Tell me and I forget. Teach me and I remember. Involve me and I learn." Street Wisdom transforms this philosophy into practice through immersive 3-hour workshops that turn ordinary streets into spaces for inspiration. Participants turn attention outwards, connecting with surroundings to explore questions they're solving. As Nietzsche noted, all truly great thoughts are conceived by walking. Today's younger generation expects meaningful contribution. Rather than embracing the hollow fail fast mantra, consider learn, unlearn, and relearn fast. This better reflects what truly motivates people: learning and development, while inertia commonly drives departures. As Marshall Goldsmith observed, "What got you here won't get you there." Our ability to use others' ideas, to steal, copy, or borrow, is our most important inherited superpower. This cognitive outsourcing has driven human progress from ancient toolmaking to modern science. Yet creative culture treats copying as weakness, with self-identifying creatives engaging in originality theater, the pretense that ideas emerge from nowhere. History's greatest innovators celebrate copying as essential. Picasso observed, "Talent copies, genius steals." T.S. Eliot insisted, "A poet's quality depends on how they transform existing work." James Watt improved Newcomen's steam engine. Apple refined existing technologies into the smartphone. David Bowie freely admitted stealing. Ziggy Stardust from William Burroughs, Diamond Dogs from Orwell, his Berlin trilogy from Krautrock. While coding is touted as the essential 21st century skill, learning to copy effectively is more fundamental. Even programmers embrace don't repeat yourself, using well-tested code rather than writing from scratch. The key lies in copying intelligently and transformationally, adding your perspective to what you borrow. In a world racing toward automation, your uniquely human superpowers, making through messy experimentation, hacking systems creatively, and copying transformatively, are what machines will never replicate.